Roguecast is the official podcast of Rogues Gallery Comics and Games. Every week we talk about new comic releases, the latest geek culture news, and whatever movies, TV, and other pop culture is on our radar for the week. I'm Randy.
This is Dave.
I'm Nick.
And now, on with the show. Welcome to a special episode of Roguecast, which we have not done since the very early days.
Yeah.
We are doing a playthrough of a game here, and the game is Our Last Best Hope, which is the same game we did last time we had a playthrough.
Yeah.
This is a game that basically simulates the disaster movies and...
Yeah, it's made for being like Armageddon or...
The Core.
The Core and crazy stuff like that. But it can also handle... It was even originally made to handle like zombie movie stories right. And stuff like that. End of the world disaster stuff.
Yes.
Though. And we... And I should say this is like a storytelling game like Fiasco. Not yes. A traditional RPG with lots of stats and stuff.
Right.
It's a one-night game.
We did all the setup. That took us a little while. It probably takes about an hour and a half to do all the setup. But that's fun. We've got our... villain and our limit and our evil plan and our complication, all that kind of stuff. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But first of all, tonight we are playing a game out of the expansion book, which is superheroes.
Yes.
So this is going to be a threat in the superhero world.
Yeah. Sort of thinking a little bit along the lines of like Watchmen or Kingdom Come, things where like the world is at stake.
And this is our usual crew. In addition to I'm Randy, and with me here is
Nick.
And is Dave.
But with us here is also...
Jarek.
Who's been on the show a few times.
A few times.
Who did our theme music.
Jarek, you need to come up with that superhero Armageddon theme music for this. If you could.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, just kind of knock it out if you could.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to post this soon, so just, yeah.
Can you hum a few bars?
There you go.
All right. So, we're going to go around the table and talk about our characters, I guess.
Let's do a quick thing. We've decided we're all members of a super team called the Vanguard.
Yep.
Each one of us, normally in this game, there would be four people who would be sort of like archetypes, like the scientist, the soldier, the medic, and stuff like that. Stuff like you get in movies like Armageddon. But this transposes those to superheroes. So.
Yes. So I am playing Eclipse, a.k.a. Baxter Siles, former mayor of Brick City, ex-boxer and Olympic athlete. His role is the spy. His role ability is stealth. And his touchstones are his desire for social justice, which is what he brought with him, and he left behind his wife, Rita. And we'll get to why in just a little bit.
Yeah, and just a real quick thing, in this game, everybody has a thing that they brought with them, which could be like a lucky rabbit's foot, or it could be like their crippling anxiety.
Yep.
You can be abstract with it if you want to, and it'll actually, invoking it later on in the game, will actually allow you to boost rolls and stuff.
Yep.
And then you also have to choose something you left behind, like you said.
Nick, what about you?
So I'm playing Igalik, which is the god of the moon. My role is a myth incarnate, so think Thor.
Yep.
And I have enchanted weaponry. In this case, I have handheld moon scythes.
Yes.
Which are enchanted and kick lots of ass. What I have brought with me is I have a shard of the moon, and what I've left behind.
Is that magical?
Yeah, like, it's like a magical idol type thing.
Yep.
Or it could, you know, it's just a piece of the moon that I happen to have.
He's got moon rocks.
I assume it would be meaningful to you as the god of the moon.
Yes. And then what I've left behind is the people of Aztec, New Mexico, is the place where I call home, and I cherish those people.
Now, you were playing like sort of like this. I know you took the name from like an Eskimo god. But you're in New Mexico.
Correct.
Are you just mobile?
Mobile. I'm all around. Okay.
He didn't like the cold.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Honestly, that would be a fun character point. The other gods, they like this, but yeah, I moved south.
He's an Inuit god who's always wanted to live somewhere warm.
I think that should be part of your character.
Dave, what do you got?
All right. So my role is the people's champion. That would normally be a Superman type, but in the case of Dr. Amygdala... I'm sort of spinning it a little bit more along the lines of maybe if you think Martha Martian Manhunter, he's an alien. I'm going to say he has blue skin and sort of the oversized cranium of aliens.
Sure.
And I want to say he has four eyes. He's slightly disconcerting to look at because they're kind of blinking like little insect eyes. But his powers are sort of mental based, and he has during the game I will be able to use the power of invulnerability,
yep,
which will help protect somebody else. And you know, in this case, it's not necessarily Superman's super strength, but me using my ability to create like a telekinetic shield or something, yeah, like that. You know, yeah, assume he can fly around and do other stuff like that too.
You're also our captain.
He's the captain of the ship. He's kind of in that same John Jones sense. He's a little bit of a leader type, but also kind of a cold fish.
Yeah.
For my touchstones, what I brought with me is the Matrix of the Elders, sort of a mystic crystal that from the dimension that I come from. We decided they're rebuilding the civilization there, but it's taking time, and the minds of our greatest leaders are housed in this. Maybe I'll consult with them later. Maybe I'll just be recalling the importance it has to my world. What I left behind is a world in turmoil. Per our backstory to this, there's been uprisings on my planet. I'm torn between two worlds.
Yes.
And I think that's it.
You mentioned powers, though, and I forgot to mention powers. So Eclipse has, he's an Olympic-level boxer. He's you know, a very skilled athlete and warrior. He also has smoke bombs and technology that allows him to become basically all but invisible in shadow. What about...
Yeah, sort of the mystical moon size, probably strength.
Yeah.
And
flying?
Flying and the ability to move through shadow.
Okay.
Okay, yep. And Jerick?
Right. So I play the role of the genius billionaire. You're a Batman or...
Iron
Man type. I decided to kind of have a nice little middle ground on that. My character name is Grey Wolf, Kane Lucas. He is a, think kind of Batman Beyond type suit, maybe even like Black Panther, something kind of along that line. Definitely
right.
a wolf motif.
Form-fitting, but it's got tech in it.
Right. Enhances my strength, agility, and speed. My touchstones, I took with me the Mark of the Wolf, which is a medallion of the Secret Order that I gained my namesake from and all that. And what I've left behind is my comatose father, who went comatose as my mother disappeared.
Okay. What about your role ability?
And my role ability is that of gadgetry, so technical threats will be
okay.
My specialty.
All right. So what we've got, what we're leading up to here is also everybody has in front of them five cards. Those cards are secret, fear, crazy, and sane. And my death.
Yes.
So what that is none of us, all of us know what we have, but not everybody else around us necessarily knows what that is. So we have the secret of the player to our right. So I have Igaluk's secret, and Grey Wolf has mine, vice versa, et cetera, et cetera. And you have the fear of the character on your left. Now, we know those, and the person who wrote them knows them, but the rest of the group doesn't.
And the idea is that they will come up in a later scene, sort of hopefully brought about organically.
Yep.
And when they come out, it's meant to create drama in the same way that you had those confrontations between Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck in Armageddon.
Yep.
Or Steve Buscemi getting space madness in there.
Yep.
It's meant to simulate those dramatic moments, just like all the rest of the game.
And they will give us, when we do that, it will give us possible threats, but it will also give us bonus points to spend.
Yep. In the end, there's a bunch of dice we'll roll, and we'll either defeat the big bad or not.
And then we have our crazy and sane, which is the people who secretly drive us crazy, and the people who secretly keep us sane. And same thing, you'll use those during scenes to try and get some extra dice by acting in a way, you know, talking to them in a way that makes you crazy or helps keeps you sane.
Right.
So our threats that we have here, we've determined that the crisis, the villain of the piece, is President James Mercado, the President of the United States.
Yep.
His evil plan is to simultaneously trigger nuclear strikes around the world.
This is, by the way, we got some of these from tables with some random rolling and a little bit of discussion among the group.
And how he has done this, he's activated some kind of subliminal mind control that has affected everyone on the planet. Now, he can't get people to act against their own nature. He can't just say, fire the nuclear missiles. So he has to be more subtle than that.
Right.
But everyone believes him. He has utter credibility right now.
Right.
Our heroes are the only heroes who are not affected by his mind control. We were off-planet at the time, back on Dr. Amygdala's home planet, facing a crisis that Mercado had actually put us into, thinking it would get rid of us. It did not. We tumbled to his scheme, and we left that planet in jeopardy to come back and protect our own before he enacted his world-ending plan.
Yep.
Our plan, we need to find and destroy his mind control device before it's too late. Among our assets include Eclipse's history with the villain. He was mayor of Brick City when the president was governor of the state. Yeah. So they have been both friends and adversaries.
Yeah.
But he knows him very well.
I feel like we need to watch this, your character, Randy. I feel like you might be part of his thing.
We have Delphi, a secret informant, a hacker who's been communicating with us, probably through the Mimic, which is our supercomputer.
Yeah.
We don't know who Delphi is, but they've been providing us very useful information.
And it'll probably come out in the story.
Yeah, it'll probably come out in the story. We have the Claw of the Raven, a mystic artifact that was used by one of Igloc's villains, and we managed to sneak it out of the Vanguard trophy room before this all went down.
Yep.
We don't know how to use all of its powers, but we think it could be useful. Yep. And we have the Alpha, Grey Wolf's armored transport and tank.
Yep.
That is our means of getting around places.
Did we decide, can it fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it can fly. We also have a list of allies and villains we came up with in case they turn up. We have a list of threats that we all created, but we will discover as we go on. I believe I'm the only one who knows all the threats because I was the last guy to put the stack together.
Probably true.
But everybody else knows a couple of them. We'll see those as we go on.
Yep.
And we begin with a scene as our captain gathers us together to reveal a complication.
Right. And we rolled for this complication.
Yes.
So in this scene, Dr. Amygdala has gathered everybody. Presumably, maybe we're like,
we're in the wolf lair.
We're in the wolf lair. Yep.
The wolf's den.
The wolf's den. There you go.
Turn on the news. There's something you need to see, especially you, Eclipse.
That's you, Grey Wolf. It's your base.
Activate the monitors, please.
Oh, right. By the way, we have two other characters. There's the Mimic.
Which is our, like, supercomputer.
Yeah, and that is played by the person to the left. We have to look this up, because it's important.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
Because the Mimic is a supercomputer who we basically will ask questions of, and whoever's playing the Mimic has a sort of unusual power, because at that point, whatever they say goes. It is like, that's the rule of the world. Now, it could be misinformed if we decide later that it was not what we want to do. But in general, the Mimic is helping to shape the world by us asking questions of it, or that kind of thing. So the Mimic is our supercomputer. Dave, who plays the Mimic?
Person to the... they say the first person to the left who isn't in the scene.
Okay, so right now we're all in the scene.
Yeah. I also feel like it could kind of fall on whoever.
But if you're not in the scene, there's also isn't there someone that says who it is?
Let's see. If everyone is in the scene,
yes.
The captain chooses a threat, and the supply officer, that's you, Randy, plays Mimic.
Okay, so I guess I'm Mimic.
And
for
the
scene.
The threats, otherwise the threat is the person to the right. First player to the right.
Monitors activated.
Yep. And the monitor pulls up to show the city of which you were formerly mayor. I assume we know each other's secret.
Yes,
identity,
yep.
In flames.
No!
yes, there's smoke rising up in columns throughout it. I'm sorry to have to show you this, but it looks like Mercado has struck. His unrest, even now, touches the United States. They're saying terrorist attacks, but I suspect something different, and I believe we should go investigate.
It looks like the Hail Riots all over again. I just put that city back together.
Indeed, no one would discount your commitment to it, and that's why I felt I had to show you personally. But we shouldn't tarry.
All right, so we hop aboard the Alpha.
Yep.
Yep.
And so that was our complication in terms of the game. It's something to just kickstart the game with some craziness.
Right. Yep. So who gets the first scene?
The first scene is, I believe, the player to the left of the captain. y'all are supposed to get a choice in this scene.
Oh, okay. A choice.
I forgot about that.
Okay. Probably the choice is between going to defend Brick City and going after the president's plan.
Right. I think that's it. Let's see. The choice is supposed to throw us potentially off script.
Yeah. For example, in the movie Sunshine, when they get to choose to go after a second bomb. Or... when they... they lose the shuttles in Armageddon. That kind of thing.
Right. And so I guess that we need to make a choice, that is separate from the complication but related to it.
Okay.
Um, So, I think, yeah, I think we were working on something else.
Okay.
We were gathering intelligence, I think, about how he's... We're trying to figure out what the device is he's using.
Yeah, okay. And then this complication has occurred.
Yeah, we've been in contact with... Who's our secret man?
Delphi. Yep.
Yeah, and, like, Delphi thinks he has some leads.
Okay.
But I'm like, we can pursue the leads, but your city is in danger. Okay. What do you think? All voices are welcome here.
Well, there's no way I'm letting my city burn to the ground, no matter what else is going on.
We can take the Alpha. I'm with you.
Hey, Garlic.
We must help the people.
Then so it shall be. We realize, though, that this could further his scheme. This distraction may be exactly designed to draw you out.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's exactly how his mind works.
Then we're playing into his hands.
That's true, but I can't let people suffer. It's your call, Dr. Amygdala. You're the smartest among us.
That is true. apparently my touchscreens I brought with me my ego.
Left behind a modicum of
No time to consult the matrix of the elders right now. I believe we must do as I have learned on your planet and follow our heart in this case. We must protect Brick City.
Let's get to the Alpha and get to work. All right. Okay, so now we get to the first scene.
Yep. So, Nick, Igaluk, you can choose who is in the scene with you. If you want to try, you know, keeping in mind already that you can try...
You want to trigger fears and all that stuff.
Yep.
I think it has to be all four of us, just because it sort of makes sense.
Okay.
So in that case, I will be doing the threat for it.
Yep, and I'll be the mimic.
I'll be the mimic.
So Dave, basically, when the scene seems to have hit its climax,
yep.
You throw in a threat.
Yep. And the scene doesn't have to end there. If we're kind of still talking,
yeah.
We can still talk for a few, yeah. Till it plays out.
Right.
But one way or another, we're going to end up dealing with this threat next.
Right. Yep. Okay. So we are on board the Alpha. Is that the scene?
I think it would make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, to be on the All Alpha. Right. I'm trying to figure out a good starting spot. I imagine. So Eclipse, what makes you think he would single you out? I mean, you know this person the best. Is there anything of value that would that he might need from your city, or...
Mercado knows we're the threat. He knows we're the only four people left that can stop him. And he knows how to get to me. He's always known how to get to me. I didn't know that he'd use this. He's more far gone than I thought. This has got to be a distraction for me. Maybe I shouldn't have brought the rest of you along. Maybe this is a mistake.
Saving... I fear we should have spared more time to analyze it, and it could be.
I had to go, one way or the other. I had to go. I can't let my city burn. But maybe the rest of you should leave me behind. Maybe three can defeat as well as four could.
I mean, I think I have a fear I can play.
Okay.
This is somebody else's fear?
Yep.
This is Eclipse's fear.
Yep.
So I'm going to play... He is afraid that Mercado is smarter than I am.
Oh, wait. The fear only comes out when somebody is taking on a threat.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Yeah,
oh.
That's right.
That's okay. Why don't we throw that in? We'll go ahead and use it, I think.
But we'll use it, because that's... Here's the deal. We add one black die to the threat, so I'll pull that for the threat. And then
gain
two story points.
Right.
Which goes to the person who played the card, so Nick gets two story points to spend later.
Yeah.
So when the threat comes up, yeah.
With one black die to the threat or the event pool?
One black die to the threat.
So that is not the...
The event pool is different.
Right.
Yeah, well, he just added a black die to the event pool.
Oh, right. Yeah. Let's do that. That goes to the threat. Okay. So that's where we're at. Now you guys know my fear, and I was definitely playing that.
Yeah. I'm gonna break out the threat.
All right, seems like good. Seems good. Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, there's that energy coursing off in the distance. Experimental nuclear reactor gone critical.
Oh. Yeah.
That is why he chose this town.
I forgot to mention that there was a nuclear power plant.
An experimental one.
Well, that reactor... That was providing... I set that up in my final term as mayor. Was going to provide clean energy for the whole city. There's no way it should have destabilized naturally.
He played us like a fool's...
That reactor runs on Lucas Tech technology. I might be able to do something to slow it down and give us some extra time.
All right.
So this has four black dice, so put three more on it. It starts with three, and it gets the one bonus for my fear.
Right. And this is the point where we choose somebody from the group to take on the threat.
I think Grey Wolf just volunteered.
Yep. Do you choose it? That's one thing I wasn't sure. Or is it the person whose scene it is? Is it always theirs?
It sounds like we choose someone.
I think so.
It
says one character must take the threat. Once that decision is made, the character must continue rolling against the threat until it is resolved, or he or she dies.
Okay.
By the way, it says he or she, but I believe any one of us could potentially die.
Yeah.
And in doing so, sacrifice ourselves for it.
Right, yep.
Threats in Act 1 start at 3 black dice. All characters start with 1 white die. They can add more through role abilities and assets. And I believe that allows us to potentially... Anybody can help out.
So this is on the sheet?
Yes.
During combat, Jarek has the option of using his ability by paying a story point, using one of our assets to add 1 white die by paying a story point, using your touchstone to add a white die, playing your death card. What we all can do is we can support them by paying a story point, adding a white die, use our ability, pay a story point, or play our death cards or fear cards of a participating player. Now, Nick has played participating player, so he's made the threat harder, but he's got story points to burn.
Right. Also, one person can help, I believe, for free.
Okay.
Let's see. Additional characters can support the character who took the threat, adding their dice to the roll. The first character to help does so for free. Additional supporters must pay a story point each.
All right. Well, Eclipse is definitely going in with Grey Wolf.
Okay, yeah.
So I think Eclipse and Grey Wolf are heading for the reactor.
Right.
While...
Presumably we're doing crowd control.
Yeah, Amygdala and you guys try to handle the crowd.
But I have us all mentally linked, and so if there's other things that we can do to help out, I will.
Right.
Now, let's just quick, before we get to any dice rolling and figuring it out, here's exactly how this works when it gets to the dice thing.
Yep.
Let's see. For each point of harm the main character sustained, add 1 black die to the roll. Right now, nobody
we're good.
Has,
yep.
Just
yep.
keep in mind. Once all the dice have been collected, roll them. Add up the black and white totals. Whichever is bigger becomes the effect. For each 5 above or below 0, add an additional effect. If any black 6s come up during Act 1, move 1 to the event pool. That's right. They
okay,
just automatically
they go,
make,
they make it tougher.
To,
sure.
So they go to the permanent event pool.
And if it gets to 12, something bad happens.
Right. We move to Act 2.
Yeah.
If a white six comes up, then we can spend a story point to put it in our own pool, our plan. I think where's our
oh plan? Our plan is up here.
Yeah, and that begins our pool of white dice.
Is that white dice? I had the story points.
At least I think that's how it
we had 8 story points on our plan actually.
And I think that's right. But no, those are I think.
Are those supposed to be white
dice?
Those
are the ones that we can draw on.
We can all draw on those. Okay. So how do we fit white dice into the event pool so that the event pool doesn't turn all black and kill us all?
We have to roll 6s.
Okay.
Players can purchase 6s by paying 3 story points, so it's expensive.
Okay.
But we're gonna. We know that it's important at the end of the game.
Okay. All right.
So white effects reduce the size of the threat. Black effects add harm to all characters who participated in the roll.
Right.
If the total is equal, roll the event pool and add a new threat equal to any black effects. So, in other words, when we roll these, if we get unlucky enough that the numbers are equal, another threat emerges.
Right.
All
right, so here's what we've got. Eclipse and Grey Wolf are descending into Brick City to the experimental nuclear reactor that's gone critical.
Right. Grey Wolf is taking the lead on the mission.
Eclipse has voiced a fear... he's afraid that Mercado is smarter than he is.
Yeah,
which
they lured us out.
That this is all part of his plan, and that Eclipse is falling right into it. That has made the result a 4 black dice threat
right.
instead of a 3.
It's made it tougher for us,
but it gave 2 story points to Igalik.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so since Eclipse and Grey Wolf are going in, we both use their white dice. We spent a story point from Eclipse to use the Alpha. We're going to use that armored transport to crash into the nuclear reactor. That gave us another die.
Yep.
We got an assist from Igaluk,
mm-hmm.
Which he is supporting us by.
What are you doing?
I mean, he could just be. He can't go in. He can sort of be going in like covering for us, right?
Right. You could be protecting.
Wait,
from...
wait. So we determined that probably the threat is that the army and law enforcement are surrounding the reactor.
Right.
Like, that basically, we don't want to hurt them because they're mind controlled, but we got to get past them, so we're going to fight our way past. What if you summoned them, you called upon the moon to eclipse, to give us stealth and darkness?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like it. So night falls over Brick City. Yes.
Night falls on Brick City, and Eclipse and Grey Wolf disappear into the shadows. All right, so we have a 5-4 dice pool, but I feel like we need more stuff.
Yeah.
So at least one more
die on the side of the
universe. Yeah, can Amygdala help us out in any way?
Let's see. Nobody's harmed yet, so I can't do that.
Or is there any way Jared can use his touchstone? Because this is a big threat. Like, can the Mark of the Wolf be helpful in some way here?
Let's see. I could certainly pay one of my
story points
to throw a die in there.
Yep.
Which in my case, I think would be me using my psychic powers to completely pacify the crowd and give you the quiet you need to work.
Yeah. Or using mind control on the key policemen and military to get us in.
We're
calling up in our mind, like, we're like, there's two in the corridor, and you, like, mind control them and go the other way.
And these are, like, high-tech soldiers with, like, maybe power suits and stuff
and
in a superhero world.
Yeah. Well, so, not necessarily, because Grey Wolf and Eclipse aren't, like, high superpowered guys.
Yeah, that's true.
We're trying to do this stealthily.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just saying, an experimental nuclear reactor might have
some Bronze Age-type
guardians.
It's possible, yep.
Anyway, so
you spend your story point.
And that puts a 1-to-1
that puts us to 6. I think unless we want to burn any more assets, and we get to use these again, but we could spend story points to put another asset in. I mean, Delphi could have given us some. We could call Delphi up and get plans for the reactor.
Right, or unlock doors along the way.
Right, or my history with the villain could come in handy. I could be like, oh, I know how he do this. I know exactly what he's doing.
For every 5 we win by, we lower the dice.
We make it easier.
Yeah.
So I think we might want to consider either using the touchstone. You can only do it once, but there's only so many threats we're going to face, or using another asset, which requires a story point. And I am either open to either one. So, Jarek, do you want to use your touchstone now, or you want to save it?
I feel like I'm going to need to save it for later in the game.
Okay, all right.
I feel like we should use Delphi.
Okay, so we call up Delphi,
probably gives us schematics of the building and sort of the best targets to hit.
All right, so with Igala calling in the shadows of the eclipse of the moon, and Amygdala mind-controlling key elements.
Yep.
Grey Wolf and Eclipse sneak past the security using Delphi to point the way. When they tumble to us, the Alpha comes in remote control mode and begins blasting away at them. And now we go in to try and shut down the reactor before it goes critical.
So how many dice do we have?
So we have 6 white.
Versus 4 black.
Versus 4 black. And that is correct, I believe. Yeah.
I think so.
That's everything. All right, Jarek. So black dice.
Let's see where this goes.
All right. That is a 4, a 5, a 3, and a 4. That's high numbers, but no 6s.
Yep.
All right. So total, we're at 6.
Although, again, a 6 would be good because then it would leave.
Yeah, that's true. We're at 16. Okay, 7, 12, 15, 8. We're definitely going to beat it. The question is by how much. So no white 6s either. So nothing.
10, 18, 21, 24.
24 versus, what did I say? 13, 16? So we beat it by 8, which means we beat it by 5, which means we remove one black die out of the pool. So that black die is gone. And we now have a 3 die, and we got to rebuild the whole pool.
Yeah.
So all these dice go. You keep your 1. I keep my 1. Dr. Migley gets his 1 back.
Yeah.
Our assets go back in the pool.
Yep. And so I think you guys are in there, and you've started, like, lowering carbon rods or something in there, but there's still dangers going on.
I think security got to us.
Yeah.
Like, we just
can't hold them much longer.
We did as much stealth as we could, but we're in the control room, and it set off some alarms. They're coming for us.
I need time to get through this.
All right, I'll buy you some time.
One person can add in a die for free.
I'm going to spend a story point. I'm going to use my stealth to remove a black die from the threat roll.
Okay.
So Eclipse is going to go out there and stealthily start taking out some guards to keep the heat off.
Nice.
That's my contribution there. I'm also giving him my white die because I'm still helping. What else have we got? So we're at 2 versus 2 right now. Which, by the way, I should totally view stealth in the first roll. Would have helped a lot.
Oh, yeah. now, has anybody given him a free assist?
Yes, I gave him a free assist.
Okay. You have one die to start with, so you should be a 3, right?
Yeah, you're right. We should be a 3. No, he doesn't get one for my story point. I reduce it by black.
He reduces
it by black.
So
gotcha,
that's why I reduce
gotcha.
The difficulty. So,
okay, so right now it's 2-2.
Yep.
It'd be nice to get it a little bit lower.
We can use our assets again.
I could use a touchstone on this one if we need to.
Yep, if you think so.
I could use the mark of the wolf.
Another story points, which we're going
to
start spending out of the pool. Yep. Also, you guys can still spend your story point to give him your dice.
If I use the mark of the wolf, I can use my focus from years of training in the
to meditate and... Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. So your touchstone gives you a white die.
Okay.
And that is the only time you can use the mark of the wolf.
I can still use my other touchstone.
Okay, that's how much? That's don't roll yet. That's three dice to two.
Versus two.
I still feel like we should get another dice. I mean, I know we're going to need story points later, but I feel like this...
also earn some more story points throughout the game.
Yes. This is a dangerous... this is a dangerous threat.
I think we use Delphi again. And make out
yeah.
of our own...
Delphi hacks in and helps him. I agree.
Right.
Out of the communal pool. Yes. So we're down to seven of our eight story points in the communal pool.
But
one more white die. And that is
4-2.
So all give right, us a roll.
Shall we... one of us roll the... evil...
I think whoever's... He's okay. In charge. He's... Oh my god, that's two black sixes.
But they both... that means they both go to the event
they
pool.
They both go to the event pool. So
and
the good news is...
this results.
We win... but we burned a lot of resources, and the event pool is now six black dice and zero white.
Yes.
Oh, roll the white dice. We got two white sixes. Those got to go. We got to spend those story points.
Right. But it costs three to get them in.
We got to... man, I don't know.
I'll spend mine.
Well, I think
we take three out of the pool, no problem.
Right.
Yep, and I know we can add ours together to help to do this.
Yep. Do you want to take one from the pool?
One from me.
I can add one.
You should one from should come from Megala because he's got two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
Good lord!
All right, that's a lot of resources.
Well,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can keep yours, Dave.
Okay,
that is six. So we had two white dice. Now that means the event pool is at 2, 4, 6, 8 dice, which four more dice, and the first act is over.
Actually, I thought it was only when there's that number of. Black dice? Or
no, it's
any,
that number of dice.
Any
yeah.
dice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was not sure
yeah.
on.
Yeah, it's that number of dice. So we are 3/4 of the way, and now we go to the first scene, right?
To the next scene.
Yes,
yes
next
sir.
Scene.
To the...
So Delphi hacked in. Delphi and Grey Wolf managed to shut it down while Eclipse took out some bad guys. And what happened was that the overall event pool, while this was going on, something bad happened. We don't know yet what, but two black dice that make the nuclear strikes more likely happened.
Yep.
But also we managed to get some white dice into the pool, which could be represented by, we took somebody down and managed to interrogate them a little bit.
Right, right. I think that makes sense. I was able to, some of the guys that he was, that he manipulated with
yeah.
his powers, President Mercado,
yeah.
I was able to use my own mind powers, I think, and glean some, backtrack some information to it. And maybe
right.
get us some leads to follow up on. So it's about to be Randy's spotlight scene, which means that the threat will be determined by
Nick. Yep.
And
the mimic will be played by, theoretically, Jarek.
Yeah.
But
if
I'm
going to
have Jarek in my scene, which
yeah.
means the mimic will be played by me, who is also in the scene.
I think...
we can default to the captain on that one.
Yeah,
I think it's like it's, yeah. I think it just because it keep going left. Yeah,
whatever's most convenient.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I think we found that one was a pretty easy one to
yeah.
pass
yeah.
around.
Yeah, the mimic is easy. Okay,
and at some point we need to make up a new threat. What are they saying?
Oh, do we need new threats?
Well, they said there should always be as many threats as there are players, right?
Oh, so we need a new threat. Okay,
no, although we had five, so we're down to four.
Yeah,
we're down to four, so we're good right now.
Yeah,
so we're good for now.
Yep.
All right. So the experimental nuclear reactor gone critical has been dealt with. Grey Wolf and Eclipse are in the Alpha on the way back to regroup with you guys who had gone somewhere to use your powers.
Yep.
I'm going to use my sane Grey Wolf. Grey Wolf keeps me sane in this
don't
scene.
Don't you have to... I thought you had to bring it out in some way.
I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you.
I think you usually play it as you
okay,
do
okay, you
it.
Play it as you do it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Because you have to talk a minute.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Although, actually... secrets, yeah, those that also can work, so.
Okay.
You
can use a secret even though
yep.
I'm in the scene, it doesn't have to be in
right.
my scene.
So the two of us are riding, yeah, yeah. You, well, you're in the scene with me.
Yeah,
so.
But it's...
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, so, That was close. Thanks, Wolf. I needed somebody to save my city.
Absolutely, Eclipse.
I hate to have to rely on anyone else, but if it was you, I'm glad it was you who was with me. You and I have a lot in common, I think. There's my saying.
Uh-huh.
You and I have faced a lot of the same difficulties. You and I are both distracted, I'm sure, by our families. My wife is out there somewhere, going along with whatever this bastard thinks, and I know you're afraid that your mother's out there, too.
My mother's out there as well.
But we'll find them both when this is all over. I promise you that. I will stand by your side.
And I'll stand by yours. I know your secret, after all.
What do you mean?
I know you used blackmail to help get this president elected.
How'd you find that out?
I have my ways.
I kept that from everyone. I didn't want to help him, but he threatened Rita, and I had information that could take down his opponent.
Eclipse, I know. We're in the clear. I'll keep this from the rest of them for as long as need be.
All right.
Make sure to clear the tracks behind me so no one else will find out your secret.
What about Delphi? You think he or she knows? Seems to know everything else.
Delphi's taken care of on that regard.
All right, threat.
I'm going to use my sane card also.
Oh, nice. He's Eclipse. I was just seeing we're each other's sane cards. Nice.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, we've bonded over lost family and blackmailing someone to get the president elected.
Right.
All right, so all of that gets us how many story points? Because, Dave, I think you've got that stuff. It's in the rule books.
And a threat does need to arise.
Okay.
So Mimic or whatever goes off, like...
Yep.
Or however you want to present it, actually.
Yep.
Yes.
Something could hit the ship. I don't know.
Indeed. A few things hit the ship. Our super-powered former allies.
Oh, no.
Are we going to break out a few of the names that we've got?
Yes. So among our former teammates on the Vanguard have attacked us. They include Lady Subterranea, a benevolent underground queen, leading a team made up of Silver Sky, Dream, Sunstar, Draco, Rocco, a Jersey Shore Guido turned thing type hero.
Is that everybody? That's us.
That's not everyone, because among them is the Raven, a flying hero who is the subject of of Grey Wolf's fear.
Had to be.
We're at the threat.
Who's taking the threat? It's got. Somebody has to take it before.
Oh right, that's right. Who's taking the threat? Well,
neither one of us. I took the last one.
Well, if someone else is taking it, I can play the fear card, so I can't take
it.
Okay.
So you're taking the threat. So yeah, he fears that his old crime-fighting partner and best friend, the Raven, will be his enemy at some point during this mission, and that fear has come to pass. As a group of about 7 or 8 of our former allies have gathered around to take us out.
Nice.
This is all a trap. He knew we'd be here.
Damn it.
All right.
Mercado?
All right, so Dave, now we need to know.
There's something else I was going to just double check. It's like, when can the touchstones be played?
You can play them only when it is you are taking the threat. Once per session.
Okay.
He already played his, so you want to have the touchstone for this. That is the only danger of him taking the threat.
Isn't it just one of your touchstones? Or do you only...
Right. You've
got two.
You've got your what you left behind, right.
I've got Comatose, so I can use that.
Yeah, I was just trying to think, but you don't play that in the spotlight scene? It's during the threat?
It's during the threat.
Okay.
You use your touchstone during the threat. So what we need is, what does all these fears and that kind of stuff that we reveal? I know that gets us some story points. So we revealed a fear, a sane... I know what the fear does. The fear adds a black die to the threat again, so the threat is, again, a 4-die threat. And
thanks a lot, Ray.
But it gives me 2 story points that I can burn to help reduce that, so it will be useful.
We used a fear, 2 sanes, and a secret
in
that mission.
So we get all that stuff. Whatever that stuff does for us, we get. All right, so with our former allies gathered around outside, Igalok comes flying in to help.
Yep.
Let's see.
And then Igalok is taking the threat.
Yes, he is taking the threat.
He is slamming into all of these guys with raw brute force.
Yes. And Eclipse leaps out of the alpha. I give him my dice, which I can do for free because we get 1 free support. And then I spent a story point to add stealth to remove 1 black die from the threat roll. I did do that, right?
You did not.
I should do that. I did spend the dice. There it is. Because there's the point. Okay,
so we're
at 3. because I moved out and used my stealth abilities to get around and hopefully take out the Raven so that Grey Wolf could get in without feeling guilty.
Yeah,
which allowed Grey Wolf to spend his story point, which he did.
So I can help pilot the Alpha and get us through this maze of
yes,
friends turned superheroes.
Yes,
and we also like. Wasn't a fear played?
Yes, and also...
So that went up to 4, but then went down to 3.
Yes, correct. Grey Wolf feared that his old crime-finding partner and best friend Raven will be his enemy at some point during this mission, which did help. But that gave me... It went up to 4, but it gave me some story points.
Yes.
Which I've spent some of.
Correct.
And then also, Igaluk, since he is the guy taking the threat, determined to use his Shard of the Moon.
Correct, which kind of amplifies his powers and abilities, making him that much stronger.
Okay.
I also used my roll ability.
Yes.
Which is able to add a white die when trying to inflict harm.
So that is his crazy moon size.
Yeah.
So he's out there doing the full-on Hulk Thor type combat, taking on like 6 villains at a time.
Yeah.
While Grey Wolf and Eclipse do their best to assist. And Dr. Amygdala is making his way to the scene, but he's so tired from the previous battle, from controlling all those mines.
I am worried.
All right. So, Nick, roll the black dice.
All right.
That is a black 6.
One of those sixes goes into the event pool.
The 6 goes into the event pool. That means we're probably going to beat this thing.
Probably so.
Yeah, we haven't taken a lot of harm yet, so that's good.
That's true.
We are burning a lot of resources.
Before you roll that, Nick, if we lose these, we can keep retaking them and take the harm, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just keeping that in mind as our resources get a little bit tight.
Yeah, we'll need to watch that. Any white sixes? Yeah, it's a white 6. Let's spend a 3.
But before we do that, let's see whether we would win.
Okay, that's true.
So... 6, 10, 15, 23
versus 6.
Yeah,
so we need 16.
We need to beat it by 10, right? So if we removed this,
it's 17.
17, and we still beat it by 10.
No, we beat it by 9.
Would we?
9 plus. Oh, you're right. I'm doing my math 11. Wrong.
Yeah,
we'd be at 11. Okay, so
we should buy that if we can.
That's our last 3 story points. I can throw one in.
I'll throw one in.
Why don't I throw one in?
Okay, there we go. So, Dr. Migla is down to no story points.
Yep.
But, and should probably get in a scene soon. And then, Grey Wolf and Eclipse are both down to 2. And Igaluk is also down to 0 story points. We have 3 in our pool.
But we defeated.
We turned down. I think we beat up all our superpowered allies, and we managed to grab hold of a couple of them to interrogate, see if they know anything.
Yeah,
correct. Along with the guards.
Yeah, I think we should play whatever our next scene is back at the Wolf's Den.
Yes, I agree. All right, and our event pool, by the way, is up to 3 white dice and 7 black dice. So not looking great, but it is almost to the second act.
Yeah.
And since that was an event, I'm gonna say we pause there.
Yeah.
And we'll come back next time with part 2. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, do us a favor and spread the word to your friends, or give us a quick 5-star rating or review on iTunes to help us grow our audience. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at www.roguesgallerytx.com. We'll be back next week.